My name is Michelle, and I seem to be everyone's belle every day of the week in French. Solennement qui vont très bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you. It's all I want to know. That's a beautiful song. Come on, take that. Imagine if you were named after some horrible song. I'm Billy, and there are a few for me, and it's a pain. I'm Cecilia, just when I thought it was safe. The Vamps write a remix. Oh, sorry about that. I'm Eleanor. Eleanor and Chip says, Eleanor Rigby, look at all the lonely people. My name is Marianne. I'm still not heading to Boston next week, regretfully. Good. I'm Maggie, and I get Rod Stewart's, oh, Maggie, I wish I'd never seen you. Wake up, Maggie. As Paddy might say, my name is Patricia. Cue raunchy music. I'm Patricia, the best stripper in town. God help you. My name is Joanna, and I get, give me hope. Joanna, give me hope. My daughter's name is Tallulah. The Bugsy Malone song. My name is Tallulah. Orlin Cork says, my name's Claire. After the Gilberts. The moment I saw you, I swear. Lovely. You can find a song named after me. No, the question is, can you find a song named after me? I can't even get my name of the coke bottle. What's that? Albie? A-I-L-B-E? Is that Albie? Can't get a name. Coke bottle. No, a lot of people have the coke bottle thing. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about song names. They probably couldn't find something to rhyme with your name. That's part of the issue. Well, who have we got now? Sandy.
Good morning, Ryan.
No, I'm singing it already, Sandy.
Go on. I'd love to hear it.
I'm singing it already, Sandy. Don't make me go there.
Go on. You're a great singer.
I sure am. In the shower. I'll do it with a bit of help from my friend, the heterosexual John Travolta. Oh, yeah.
That's me. I'm in misery.
Yeah. Do you know all the words?
I know every single word.
Oh, correct. Okay, so what happens? People say, what's your name? And you say, I'm Sandy. And they go, do they? They go first?
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, they start singing. More when I was younger, I guess, because I don't know, do the younger generation know Sandy so much? I'm a little bit older now, Ryan. But when I was younger, I used to work in a bar, and every Saturday night in a nightclub, the same group of guys used to come up and sing that song every week, and they thought they were hilarious. Can't you see? Or the Sandra D one.
Oh, look at me, I'm Sandra D.
Yes.
Oh, that's even better. I like that one.
And I have a sister who's Cheer Up Sleepy Jean.
Is her name Jean?
Jean, yes it is.
Oh no. Oh, your whole family is like a mad 70s album.
Absolutely, yeah. My parents loved the 70s. Well, Jean was my dad's sister, so my sister got called Jean, but we always called her Jeannie. So then she was Jeannie in the Bottle.
And then she's Jeannie? She's like, it depends on who you're
exactly.
into.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Jeannie never thought of that. No, she never got that one.
Did
she know? Jeannie in the Bottle, no. And so I was always, Sandy.
I don't know why I wake up. Because you got Sandy Shaw as well, if you really wanted to.
Yeah, well, I was called after Sandy Shaw.
Really?
I really was. I was born in 1974. I don't mind telling people. I have no qualms about my
age. Yeah, you're younger than me. You might as well enjoy the moment.
And as my mother was brought back from the delivery room, Sandy Shaw was on the radio.
Really?
And my father wanted to call me something obnoxious, and she said, no, let's call her Sandy. So that's how I ended up with Sandy.
And do you know, was it a puppet on a string that was playing, or was there...
Gosh, I couldn't tell you. What was the hit in May 1974?
We'll have to find... Oh, you're a May baby as well.
I'm a May baby as well, yes I am.
What date?
The 30th of May.
Just 2 days after May. We could nearly have been, like, friends forever.
We absolutely could.
God damn it. Now
and I think Waterloo had just won the Eurovision.
Waterloo. Well, imagine if your name was ABBA. What's your second name?
Imagine. I was Ryan when I was born. Sandy Ryan.
Sandy Ryan. Well, you don't want to be Waterloo Ryan or ABBA Ryan or something horrific like that.
No, I definitely don't. I'm Sandy Byrne now. I'm married now, so Sandy Byrne.
Okay, Sandy Byrne. Do you have children?
I do, yeah. And they're Donica. No, there's no Donica songs.
Can't think of anything rhymes with Donica.
No. And I have a Charlie, two boys.
Okay, so Dunnick and Charlie, and they wouldn't get too many slags. Charlie Brown, Charlie Hoggy,
Charlie, the new Charlie in the Chocolate Factory was out at the time we had our Charlie. Yes, the Johnny Depp one.
Yeah, the awful one. I know the one you're talking about.
Yes, that one, yeah, the horrible one.
Yeah.
But so he got that for a little while, but that passed.
But do you still get Sandy stuff, do you?
I still get Sandy stuff, I sure do.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
No problem. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, Ryan.
Yo. Yes?
I'm in Tipperary, but I promise I won't ask you for tickets.
Oh, thank you.
I will not ask you.
You are not asking me for
tickets. I have tickets organised, so I'm good.
Are you coming to the show?
No, not the toy show, the All-Ireland. I heard that one the other morning.
Oh, you heard Bernard asking me for tickets for this morning.
Oh, listen.
He said that I have tickets for the All-Ireland. He said, I'm the man to ask.
I heard that. I heard you getting asked for tickets the other morning.
Oh, yeah, I always get asked for tickets. I kind of terrible because I don't have them to give away. There's a woman called Lainey O'Brien. She's in charge of all of that. That's her job.
Yeah, I know. But look, I won't ask you for tickets.
Oh, I love the way you're not asking.
Could I ask you a random question, though?
You more than... listen, if you think that I'm... Do you think I'll enjoy this question?
Probably not. I was just wondering, I have a 6-year-old, Charlie, my little Charlie.
Yeah.
And he's answered every question every morning.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, could he have a lunchbox?
Well, I tell you what he can do is he can register. And then as for the lunchbox...
He's six.
He's too young, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Charlie Byrne.
And you know, a lot of people would know that name because his granddad was the famous baron maker, Charlie Byrne. And
okay. Can you talk about Charlie for 30 seconds? Like, just straight. Just talk about how... Because I need to go away and ask them outside. Will you just talk about
him? You can ask.
Talk. You're on the airwaves on your own now. I have to go. You're cycling the bike on your own. You ready?
Well, he's the most special child in the world. We waited 8 years for Charlie. And he's just so nice to... He's so nice to everybody.
Yay.
I'm still talking, and I've had to put up so many years of Sandy songs. So many years.
Hello, sorry, Sandy.
Yes. We can.
They said yes.
Oh, yay!
Yay! Have a nice weekend. It's only Thursday, but I'm saying it anyway. Bye. See you for now. Well, now, here's a cracker. Leroy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm very good. You've been hearing our discussion about the various names and being named after a song and people insisting on singing songs. You must have it bad.
Yeah, bad.
So what happened? Bad. I see where you're going there. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
So where did this come from?
Where did the name come from?
Yeah.
I haven't a clue. I believe it was on an overall of my father's when I was born, and they didn't really have any idea what to call me, and he always had this overall, and the company apparently was Leroy Allen something or other, and the imagination wasn't too good, so he said, well, there's a name, and that's what it was. Oh, Leroy Allen. Yeah.
Okay, so when you ring people to do business or what have you generally, and you say your name is Leroy, what are the expectations when they meet you?
The colour is the big one. The shock of, oh, you're white. That's the first thing.
They're expecting a very different shade.
They're expecting a rather tanned person, yeah. And I even had it on my wedding day as we walked down the aisle. You could hear people going, he's white. They actually,
Leroy is white. But I mean, that might have shades of quiet racism. It doesn't. It'd be like if you saw a Patrick or whatever, Irish Seamus, you'd expect him to be a pasty pink Irish man walking down the aisle, wouldn't you? You wouldn't expect an African-American necessarily, even though there are African-Americans called Patrick and James. But you're Leroy, and they expect one thing, they get another. And then the song, of course. It's a great tune, by the way.
Yeah. And it can be anywhere. I can go for a job interview, and you can have the most serious people in front of you, and you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, they'll look up, and they'll start singing the song. Bad man, Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole downtown. Oh, I love it. Now, we love this song. Do you hate that song with a passion?
I do, yeah. I do.
But come here, I'm dying to know. When people start singing Bad, Bad Leroy Brown to your face, what's going through your mind?
Well, I cringe now. I actually don't know what to say anymore because these guys actually believe they're the first people to have ever thought of it.
I know, it's like me in the pub and someone says, is there a drink for everyone in the audience? And I go, yeah, no, that's not the first time. It's amazing. Just crack that by yourself. And you don't want to be mean because it's, obviously they think that's brilliant. And in fairness to them, they're only having a laugh and nothing wrong with that. And equally, you get that. It's like somebody going up to Steve Coogan and saying, aha. Mm-hmm. And think that he's never heard an Alan Partridge impression, really.
Yeah. No, you kind of just, I tend to just ignore it a little bit and just sort of look at them, and then they sort of realise, I think he gets this a lot, and they'll move on quite quickly, because if you entertain it, it will just keep coming up every 5 minutes.
No. You must have a don't mess with me, you don't want to see me when I'm angry look when you do that, when someone sings it.
Probably, yeah, probably. I couldn't tell you, yeah, but yeah, probably.
Do the look for us down the phone now. Oh, I see where you're coming from. I saw that face. Yeah, I can feel the frown.
Yeah.
I can feel the frown. Great.
There was definitely a sense of humour there when that name was given anyway.
Well, you know what? There are worse songs to associate with a name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. Which would you prefer, that or would you rather this one?
No.
Now you kind of like Leroy Brown all of a sudden.
Yeah, I could live with it. Yeah, I can live with it. It's grand once you get to a size that people don't sort of start taking the mickey out of you, you know, but when you're young and that.
Yeah.
And of course, the dancer then as well from Fame was the other one.
Was he called Leroy?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. He ultimately died, didn't he, of AIDS or something?
Did he?
Actor, I think so. He came to a sad end. But he was, if you're the same age as me, Fame would have been a big deal when we were teenagers.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah, same age, so...
So, you know the crack.
So, and I believe also when I was sort of went for the first checkup and the doctor looked at my parents and said, you know, Leroy actually is French for royal or leader or something like that, and my birthday is the same day as Adolf Hitler's, and the doctor turned around and said, do you want us to put him down now?
You had some crack at your birth. Do you want to put him down like a dog?
Yeah, before he tries to sort of take over the world, like, you know,
Lord. So what is your birth? April, is it?
April 20th.
April 20th. Yeah. Good Lord. It's not the greatest day to be remembered in the history of mankind.
No, but what can we do?
Well, you could change your name.
It has nothing to do with me.
My Irish boyfriend, says Anne-Marie in Mullingar, is also a Leroy. It's great to hear another Leroy on the radio.
There was something. Colin Hayes had something the other day, and I texted something in. But then there's another guy texted in called Leroy.
No,
and he was convinced it was me sending all these texts in. And there was some confusion. All right.
Well, we'll tell Colin when we see him that there's no confusion. There are many Leroys around the country, all getting involved on the radio, which is good news. Leroy, you have a good day, and thanks for being a good sport and talking to us this morning.
Thanks. Now listen, I don't want to ask for anything, but can I get a plug for something?
You don't want to ask for anything? Hang on, wait. Let's just break that down. I don't want to ask for anything, but can I ask you something? Okay, good. Even the sheer chutzpah of that is attractive. Go for it.
Good. We're trying to set up a mountain bike club down in Clare for children.
Good.
And we're just in the process of trying to set it up now, so we need as much sort of following and publicity as we can get.
Okay, go on.
We've a Facebook page called Ride MTB County Clare, and anybody who's interested, if they could log on to there, and we're trying to set it up to get the kids out there and get them cycling, because there's nothing here at the moment to do off-road.
Well, cycling. That sounds like a good plan. So hopefully people who will have heard that and will look it up and get behind you and support what you're doing, Leroy.
Super.
Hey, listen, have a great old day, won't you?
Thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you. Bye for now.
Thanks.